From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rebecca Rogers reading One Room and a Path, a World War II memoir by Virginia Maas. Now let's begin with prologue. Maudie Cameron tossed restlessly in her sleep, and when she awoke in what she thought was the middle of the night, she realized tears were running down her cheeks. She looked at the clock, and it was exactly 4 o'clock. The hour when, supposedly, the body is at its lowest level of well-being. Charlie lay on his back, breathing regularly and normally. She raised up on an elbow and looked at him for some moments. Suddenly, she had an overwhelming sensation that she must hold him close, so close that nothing could ever hurt him. She put her arms around him and kissed him as if it were for the last time. He was instantly awake. Wow! His arms tightened around her, and he mistook her fear for passion, and made love as if it, too, were for the last time. She responded with more than usual ardor, but all the while crying inside. The morning dawned cold and cheerless with a fretting wind that nagged like a harping crone refusing to let well enough alone. Maudie could hear the whining sound as it came around the corner of the bedroom. A shiver went up her back as she rummaged in the closet for her black T-strap sandals. Charlie was humming in the bathroom as he prepared to shave. Finally, fully dressed, she yawned her way into the kitchen and got out the oatmeal kettle. After breakfast, Charlie, ready to leave for work, drew her into his embrace for a goodbye kiss, which nearly bruised her lips. With his mouth next to her ear, he whispered, "Wish I could call in sick so we could go back to bed." "Charlie!" She pushed him toward the door, wishing the same thing, yet knowing that he would never goldbrick. He had often said the goldbrickers would never help win the war, and it angered